Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. I got to tell you, I was driving around yesterday after the Nationals lost to the Mets. They were swept by the Mets. They actually had a little flurry in the ninth inning, but came up just short. But they had gone 22 straight innings without a run, Cakes.
Mm-hmm, that's a long time. A lot of innings.
I don't need to summon baseball Cakes to know that that's not very good.
No.
Well, as Rizzo said, you don't need to be Branch Rickey to know.
To know the players are going to come back.
When he brought up that name, I had never heard that name.
Yeah, no file on Branch Rickey.
Branch Rickey?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm supposed to know who Branch Rickey is?
Isn't that like back in the Jackie Robinson days?
Yeah.
I mean, sorry,
I give you a pass.
I got nothing on Branch right. Rickey.
But anyway, I'm driving around my car.
Hamburger.
The game finishes. Rickey. There's post-game, and then Grant and Danny come on.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a caller that was super Rick at the lack of development in many of the players. You know, like, he's like, look, I'm a huge fan. Like, but some of these guys aren't developing. I know there was a big article about K-Bear Ruiz recently. I saw a ranking, and look, I couldn't give you catcher tandems mm-hmm. in Major League Baseball. But the Nats were like dead last in WAR, I believe it was the statistic that they were running with.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the reality of the situation with the Nationals. The year after they win the World Series, 26-34. You want to toss that out? That's fine.
Totally toss that out.
All right.
That was 2021, that was a debacle.
They win 65 games. 2022, they win 55. The last 2 years, they finished 71-91.
Yeah.
And this year, there's been some hope. And just a week ago, we would have said, oh, they're 3 or 4 games below 500. But I think they've lost 8 of their last 10.
They're 8 games blown out.
And you could feel it. So I'm driving around, then Grant and Danny come on. They have the one caller, and then just people are, their patience is done.
It's wearing thin for the Nats and the rebuild.
Davey, Rizzo, and we're biased. We have Rizzo on every week. Like, they're kind of sick of the excuses. It's time, and kind of, maybe this will happen, maybe it won't. But Jim Bowden has an article in The Athletic, which is titled 20 Things I'm Hearing and Watching For on MLB Trade Deadline with 50 Days to Go.
Well, here's what I did before you go. I know what the Nats are. Sellers. Anything that they can sell, they're going to sell.
But don't they have outside to turn that around? Like, are you used to be sellers forever? I think that's where the frustration is in the fans. That, well, the fans are like,
hold on,
we just keep losing. At some point, you got to be a buyer.
When you've lost 5 straight and you're 8 games below 500, and the trade deadline is what, end of July? So it's what, 6 weeks away? You're not a buyer. No team that's 8 games below 500 or worse at this point is going to be a buyer.
I'm not saying
they're going to be sellers.
I'm not saying they're going to be a buyer. But maybe they should be, is the point.
I don't understand that logic.
What do you mean? Because if you're going to be a seller, You're just going
to
get in.
They're not ready to
prospects.
Be buyers. Their record is showing you they're not ready to be buyers.
Yeah, but what if you could get someone that it's going to be a longer term deal. You're not just getting them down for a stretch run. You might just be adding for next year.
The reason they turned it around the first go round, when Rizzo likes to say we've done this before, was yes, they had young up and coming talent, and they were able to get these draft choices in Bryce Harper and Strasburg, who were cornerstones of turning it around from a losing team to a winning team. But the guy that they always credit and the contract they always credit is Jason Wirth.
Mm-hmm.
They always say, and then we added Jason Wirth. So maybe it's time. Like, if you're a seller, Cakes, aren't you kind of admitting, all right, that this is a lost season, and then you're kind of kicking the can down the road again?
Well, they're not going to sell anything.
Yes.
At some point, you got to. I think you have to have some urgency for the now.
Bowden, however you say his name is, he's been around forever.
What's his plan?
It's not his plan.
What he's hearing. Okay.
And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I'd love to hear from some diehard Nats fans and where you are, like on your patience meter.
Mm-hmm.
This is likely to be the sixth straight losing season, barring some sort of unexpected turnaround. Like, they might be better than last year, which was 71-91, but it's probably not going to be 85 wins.
Nobody thinks that.
Right?
Selfishly, I need 72 dubs.
Nobody thinks they'll even get near 80, I don't think.
What Bowden wrote is, he says, the Nationals are looking for an ace to pair with Mackenzie Gore at the top of their rotation. That will be their priority at the trade deadline and in the offseason. It appears that ownership could be willing to spend more in the offseason to make impactful moves and start getting serious about trying to contend.
Right. So it's not a stretch move. It's like, we're going to make a move to get into the playoffs. It's a move to make us better for the future.
Long-term arm.
It's the opposite of what Cakes is saying.
Right.
And Bowden could be wrong.
Right.
But he's saying they realize they got to be buyers at some point. They can't just be sellers all the time.
Correct.
If you're sellers all the time, every trade deadline, Cakes, you're pretty much going nowhere.
Right. I have no idea if they're going to make a move, but I wouldn't rule out them adding a good player. They need to start adding good players to the mix of their young players.
And if you get an ace,
by the way, Rizzo will defend the young players that they have on the horizon.
Yeah, and Brady House might be a stud when he gets here, and Hassel has shown some signs. Like, it's great, but maybe it is time to finally start spending some money on the veterans. 800-636-1067. And if you think of it this way, you know, when they were going good, you had Scherzer, you had Strasburg, you had Gio, that maybe they're going to try, and you're eventually going to get JoJo Gray back next year, right?
Right.
And he already made an all-star team. You never know how guys respond from rehab. But Gore looks like a stud.
Oh, he's the real deal.
So if you get an ace,
but here's the problem,
from somebody else that's trying to sell, right? Let's say there's another team that's trying to sell.
Mm-hmm.
The Marlins are just about to dump some pitcher.
How about Skeens?
I think it's too early on Skeens.
Here's the assumption you're making, that the team's willing to spend more money to bring on this ace that you're talking about.
Well, that's his.
How do we know that the Nats are willing to do that?
He's heard that they might be finally willing.
I would guess the current ownership is not willing to do that. They haven't spent money on the payroll in the last three plus seasons.
But they've spent money in the past. Don't you agree that their track record is, if they think they're going to be competitive, they'll spend money?
That they've done it in the past. I don't know if their current mindset is to get into the $200+ million payroll game.
Do you have sources?
No. It's called
Is
intuition.
It possible?
It's called what they've done in the recent history.
I understand, but is it possible? And again, he could be wrong, but is it possible that Jim Bowden knows a little bit more and is more plugged in than you?
Yes. 100%.
Okay.
But I'm guessing, and this is just a guess, that the learners are all of a sudden not just going to go from spending $125 million, which I think is the current payroll, and bumping that up by $50 or $75 million.
But when
I find that hard to believe.
When he says 20 things I'm hearing,
mm-hmm.
So this is Jim Bowden, former GM in the league,
yep,
who's saying he's hearing this, so he probably has a few sources. He's probably kind of plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he says the Nationals are looking for an ace to pair with Mackenzie Gore at the top of their rotation. That's what Jim Bowden is hearing.
Mm-hmm. And then he says
that will be their priority at the trade deadline and in the offseason.
Right.
You're basically scoffing at Jim Bowden right now.
A lot of scoffing over here.
Yeah.
Well, at some point,
they're going to start spending money again.
They have to.
Yeah, at some point.
Or the fans are going to revolt.
Yeah,
and I think they all kind of are.
I think that's a big assumption.
I'm driving around yesterday. These are hardcore Nats fans that were bitter.
I don't think that Cakes, they're just going to turn into a team that never spends.
I don't think it's a bad option. So let's say you're...
I just wonder who they're going to give up to get it. Go ahead, Bobby.
Just say you're a little hesitant to spend big money in free agency. So why not deal some of these prospects for, you know, all-star caliber players on losing teams that are controlled for another 3 years with a contract that's not that bad? Like Drew Rasmussen for the Tampa Bay Rays has a contract where he makes like 5.5 this year, 8 mm-hmm. next year, and there's an option for 2027.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a horrible contract.
Are they looking to move him?
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's the Rays aren't an elite team. You can try and pick away from the carcasses of these other teams instead of going into free agency.
My only thing is, what are they going to give up? Because I don't want to give up any of the...
Well, you're going to have to make a concession.
Yeah, you might have to give up a Brady House or a Hassel.
Not doing that. I'll give up somebody in single A, maybe.
Some of these guys don't work out.
I know.
You just told me prospects are suspects, and now I'm trying to make a deal.
They are, but I wouldn't trade one that close. I'm not sure that someone destroying AAA the way House is,
I can tell
is,
you,
a, is a suspect.
The other part that I hear from fans, and we'll go to your calls here in a moment, 800-636-1067.
I'd trade Elijah Green.
They're frustrated in two guys.
That's who I'd trade.
They're frustrated in two guys who seem to be doing better elsewhere than they did here. Corbin, mm-hmm. Jason brought him up like a week ago, and Eric Fetty. It's like these guys are bums here, they go somewhere mm-hmm. else, and then they're decent.
Eric, you wouldn't be thrilled if they made a deal like that for a pitcher who has a under 3 ERA and is controllable for 3 years.
It depends on who they give up. Now, I might trade Dylan Cruz for him.
What?
I'm not all in on Dylan Cruz.
You'd rather trade Dylan Cruz than Hassel?
I'm all in. No, I'm just saying. It depends on the return. I'm just saying I'm not convinced Dylan Cruz is going to be a star.
Hold on, Eric.
He's played like 40 games.
You're going to trade Dylan Cruz, who was just the number 2 prospect in baseball, for Brady House, who's barely in the top 100 prospects.
I'm telling you, Brady House.
Because he's hitting the ball hard in AAA for a week?
Yeah. I won't have an opinion. I'm telling you, my opinion is I'm not sold on Dylan Cruz. Apparently, it looks like he's just going to be like a silly role player for 15 years. Yep.
Role player?
I'd rather have a star. I don't see a star.
I think Brady House is a star.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I would rather.
Yeah, but
I'm not sold on.
But wouldn't you be thrilled for the fact that it looks like they'd be on the launching pad to try and spend more money if they're making an acquisition like that? If they're trading for,
I assume they are going to. Unlike Cakes, I do think at some point they're going to start spending money again.
If they make a move and they acquire a number 1 or number 2 starting pitcher, I would be excited heading into the offseason if I were a Nats fan, because I'd be like, well, if they're making this move now, they see the team is getting better. And we compete.
At some point, they're going to have to
compete for the NL East or
just
a wild card.
Just had a conversation with Mike. They're getting closer. There's only a few guys. Everyone's now jumping off the bandwagon because they've lost 8 out of 10. They just previously had won 7 out of 10. It's a roller coaster season.
They do get the Marlins and Rockies at home.
I don't know why everyone's jumping off the bandwagon. I think they'll probably win 75 games this year, which is a very modest improvement from last year. But they're heading in the right direction. They got more help coming on the way. I just wouldn't give up some of that help on the way, some of that immediate help on the way.
None of us can go inside what the owners are thinking, right? None of us know. But in 2019, they did have a payroll of $200 million.
Yep.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's 100 million right now, according to Baseball Reference.
Yeah, they're not spending jack.
I think they know what's been happening with the losing, that they're going to have to spend at some point. So I just don't think you're going to be perennial sellers. At some point, you got to change.
I'd be willing.
You don't just keep doing the same thing over and over again,
Kate. The counter is you wait for more young players to develop, and then you
spend. I think that's Rizzo's plan. $5 wager, Rizzo doesn't acquire anything close to an ace at the trade deadline. takers?
I wouldn't bet it.
Anybody?
No.
I won't bet it because it might not happen. Doesn't mean they're not trying.
Well, who cares about trying?
Yeah.
Trying means nothing. You either do something or you don't.
Well, you're not going to make a bad deal for one.
Right. I agree. Mike Rizzo usually doesn't make this
bet.
That doesn't mean it doesn't prove it's untrue.
I'll make this bet with you.
Can I get the offseason too? Because what Bowden wrote is that will be their priority at the trade deadline and in the offseason. So if you give me trade deadline and offseason for acquiring an ace, I'll make the bet.
To do that, I would have to minimize my exposure. I would make it a $3 bet instead of a $5 bet. No, I'm giving you more time and I'm doubling the bet.
It's not more time. It's what he wrote.
It's a bad bet. I don't make bad bets.
You scoffed at what he said, the former GM.
I'll bet you they go up. If so they're at $100 million now in payroll. I bet you they go up 50% in payroll. Give me 2 years.
How much can I bet on that?
I'm with you, EB. I think that's
2 years.
$10 bet?
So I think within 2 years, they'll be right on the brink, and then they're going to start, boom.
Eventually, they're going to have to give Gore
a $10 bet.
They're going to have to give Gore a big contract.
June 13th of 2027.
Yeah. They'll increase their payroll by 50%.
All right, we got a break.
I'm in.
We got some people that want to chime in. I want to hear from Nats fans. You diehards, where are you in terms of patience with this team? Because I was feeling a lot of impatience as I was driving around from callers. It's 5 straight losing seasons. You know, we're 50 days away from the trade deadline. We'll see. 800-636-1067. Your call's next here on the Junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up.
Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.